Welcome back, folks. Another edition of Talking Twins is here with Minnesota Twins radio broadcaster Corey Provis. And Corey, the Twins are in your old stomping grounds of Chicago to start a four-game series against the White Sox tonight. But I want to review the last two series that the Twins played at Target Field against the Oakland A's, then the New York Yankees. I need your thoughts because listening to it, watching it, some of the games for me, every single game almost seemed like a soap opera. There were so many twists and turns in these two series. Your thoughts on those recently completed series?
You know, I saw Patrick Royce from the Star Tribune yesterday, and I thought he made a great point that you go back to the Oakland series, that four-game series, and then this three-game series with the Yankees. It felt like a seven-game Stanley Cup final, that just every game was just tough. And it was hard fought, and there were dramatic twists and turns, and guys were giving everything they had, and it was exhausting, it was exhilarating, it touched every emotion. You know, some moments where you felt like you were on the right there for victory, and then it snatched away, and then maybe you steal a couple too along the way. So I thought it was really good baseball. It was compelling baseball. It was long baseball. Don't get me wrong. There were some long games. But I thought the drama was just incredible the last 7 days at Target Field.
Yes, indeed. Baseballs were flying all over the place there. Corey, for you, do you prefer those high-scoring pinball wizard type of games, or do you love those low-scoring pitchers duels as a broadcaster?
I mean, every once in a while, like the game Tuesday night, 14-12, that to me was the best regular season game I've ever been a part of. It's hard to put into words what that felt like to be there for. And, you know, I was driving home after the game, and I just couldn't come to just one moment that was incredible. It was just, there's so many amazing things that transpired in that game on Tuesday night. So once in a while, I'll take that kind of game. But, yeah, I mean, I love the 3-2, 2-1, 1-0, where the game could just totally change on one hit, one moment, one pitch. That kind of keeps you on the edge of your seat. So I like those games. I prefer those games more. But still, that being said, that the Tuesday 14-12 thriller is something that I'll never forget.
All right, before we zero in on this series coming up against the White Sox, one guy I want to mention, one of the offseason acquisitions, Nelson Cruz, homered in all three games against the Yankees. How big of an acquisition has he been? Wow, what a series against the Yankees he had with homers in all three games.
Yeah, he's been exactly what he was signed up to be. He was signed up to be a potent bat, you know, in that number three spot, and he's been that. He's also been the leader that I think everybody envisioned, because it was kind of the Twins clubhouse was in kind of a time of transition when you take Maurer out, and such a big piece that he was inside that clubhouse. You're looking at Kyle Gibson as the longest tenured Twin, followed by Trevor May, and then Jorge Polanco. So it's a big transition when you take Joe out of the equation. And yet Nelson, even though this is his first year as a Twin, he immediately became, you know, kind of the go-to guy in that clubhouse. And, you know, he just blends in with everybody, whether that's, Americans, Latin American players, pitchers, position players. He just tries to make sure that there's no click and no clicks inside that clubhouse. So he's been just a wonderful guy to get to know, and then he can still play. I mean, he just turned 39 years old, Jack, and the guy's on his way for, a 35, 36 home run season.
Yeah, not bad at all. Let's talk about the series coming up against the White Sox and then three in Miami against the Marlins. But the Sox first, your thoughts on the Pale Hose and game one of the series tonight?
Well, now is the time where the Twins have to get back at it, in the sense that the schedule softens here. They just went through a stretch the last couple of weeks where they're playing a ton of contending teams, some first-place teams, winning records. They had a stretch, and now they're done with that. And now they begin a stretch, and it starts tonight when they have to start taking care of the weaker teams. And the Twins have only played, Jack, 33 games in the division. To put that in perspective, the other four teams in the AL Central have combined roughly to play about 46, 47 games in the division. So the Twins have not played many games in the Central yet. And so that's going to pick up here the last 2 months and change. And it starts tonight. So if you're a contending team, you're a first-place team, you're one of the better teams in the game, now is the time you have to put your foot down against some weaker teams. And that's what's coming up, White Sox 4 and then Miami for three starting Tuesday.
Corey, I have to ask you, of course, spring training down in Florida, it's an unbelievable thing, obviously. Folks love it down there. But pro baseball during the, I guess you could say, major league season for the Rays, for the Marlins, hardly anybody goes to games down there. Do you think a baseball at the major league level for the regular season will ever really take off down there?
No, I don't. And I don't. Could I tell you in 20 years that there's still going to be a team in Tampa, St. Pete, and there's still going to be, you know, the team in Miami? Well, the Marlins, I don't see them going anywhere because they have a publicly funded stadium that's only, what, 3, 4, 5 years old. So that's not going to change here for a while. But no, the baseball in Florida has just, it's been a disaster. And yes, the Marlins have two World Series rings, amazingly, but it wasn't sustainable. I mean, they win a world championship, then they sell off their pieces. And, you know, Tampa Bay, they're in all this whole, you know, what are we doing? Are we going to start splitting between Montreal and Tampa Bay? Are we going to build two new stadiums? I'd be shocked if that plan ever really happens. I don't see the players union ever agreeing to that. So maybe that's just kind of a stadium leverage ploy that they're trying to go down. But no, it's a bad scene. And, you know, the Twins coming off, the atmosphere that they did, where they're packing the place at Target Field. And the White Sox are drawing on the weekends. I'm not so sure about tonight. But, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they should have some good crowds here for the weekend series. But then when the Twins and Marlins play, Jack, starting on Tuesday night, there's going to be about maybe 3,000-4,000 people at those games. So I don't know how this is sustainable long term. You look at the state of Florida and how many people are really from there. People move down there, you know, snowbirds, and can they really get behind their local teams? You know, probably not. So I don't know what the long term solution is, but I don't think baseball in Florida has worked out too well.
All right, Corey, starting tonight now, the Indians are just two behind the Twins. What's the mood, clubhouse? Maybe that's your vibe gear getting from the players, maybe Rocco and his crew. Maybe the front office about the Indians making a charge, because I know they play Cleveland, I think, 10 more times. So a bit about the Indians really starting to close the gap.
The Indians have taken advantage of a very soft spot, Jack, in their schedule. They have played the Tigers and the Royals and the Blue Jays and the Orioles, it seems like, continuously the last month. Well, now, you know, they go to Kansas City starting tonight for a four-game series. The Royals have been one of the better teams record-wise since the All-Star breaks. They've been playing pretty well. They just swept, you know, first-place team, the Atlanta Braves, in a two-game interleague series. So, you know, the Royals are clicking a little bit right now. They got some mojo heading in their direction. But even after the Tigers get through the Royals, once you get to August, then the Indians' schedule picks up. They've got the Yankees and the Red Sox, the Astros, the Angels. The Twins have an easier schedule. There's no debate about that. They have an easier schedule the rest of the way. But that, to me, is significant. You can't really complain about stubbing your toe against the A's and the Yankees, good teams. Now, if you're stubbing your toe against the White Sox, Marlins, Tigers, Royals, that, to me, is going to be more problematic than what we just saw the last 2 weeks.
Absolutely, Corey. One more item here. By the time I chat with you next Thursday, this Twins roster could look a little different, right? Thoughts as the deadline approaches on what may happen?
Yeah, I think the Twins are in this thing. I think they're going to make some big moves. I think they're going to add a starting pitcher. I think they're going to add at least one bullpen arm, maybe two. I think they've cleared some spots in the 40-man to kind of give us an idea that they are looking to add here. You know, they DFA'd some guys. They traded some guys to get them off the 40-man roster. Even with Carlos Torres, you know, being selected yesterday, they're still at 37. So they have some vacancies on their 40-man to make some moves, and they have the farm system to do it. The Twins are not contending for a wild card. That this is a team that is after a division crown and looking to make a lengthy postseason run. And I think everybody in the world knows their weaknesses. I think they could use one more starter, and they absolutely need some more bullpen help. And another left-handed arm would be huge. And then another power right arm would be huge as well. So I think that a week from now, we're going to see at least one, if not two, new players on this roster that were acquired from other teams.
Sounds great, Corey. Enjoy your time in your home base of Chicago with the Twins. We'll chat with you next Thursday.
All right, Jack. Have a great weekend.
All right, there we go. That's Twins broadcaster Corey Provis joining us for today's edition of Talking Twins.